From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Constance Jones. Well, Election Day is Tuesday, and in Miami, voters will be asked to decide on a $400 million bond. WLRN's Kate Stein looks at what it all means.
Almost half of the $400 million would go toward addressing sea level rise. But supporters like City Commissioner Ken Russell emphasize it's about more than that.
This is the first time I would say that the city has prioritized affordable housing within a bond. $100 million is going toward making Miami more affordable to live in.
Other funding is designated for parks, cultural facilities, road improvements, and a new fire station in Liberty City. But even for some supporters, it's not clear enough where the money would go. Maggie Fernandez is with the Miami Climate Alliance, which supports the bond with caveats.
The biggest concerning part is the lack of specificity in projects and how it's, you just got to trust us. We're trusting, but we want to make sure that they truly are the projects where there's the most need.
City officials say they need flexibility as they figure out the projects that would get funded. They say they want public input on how to tackle issues like affordable housing and public safety. And it's still not exactly clear how and where in Miami sea level rise will have the greatest impact. A Citizens Oversight Board would review proposed projects. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Constance Jones.